Dr. Goebbels deals first once more with the political development of the Central European problem and asks the following question. What intention did prevail in Versailles with regard to Central Europe? Germany was knocked out, it was disarmed and ruined economically. She was deprived of her foreign balances and of her merchant fleet. Her colonies were taken away from her control. The attempt of an Anschluss of Austria with the Reich was defamed as an attempt on European security, and the constitution of the rather strange structure of the Czechoslovak state had no other purpose at all than to drive a thorn into Germany's flesh and to establish in Bohemia and Moravia, at low cost, a very convenient center of military concentration against the Reich. Thus, they thought that Germany was out of the game as regards international policies once and for all ever, and that in future she would be fully occupied with her own cares. German Austria was calculated to remain the permanent bone of contention between the Reich and the Western democracies, and it was the task of the so-called Czechoslovakia to guarantee and firmly establish the military encircling of the Reich. This went on successfully, Dr. Goebbels in his article continues, as long as democracy was at the helm in Germany, but was fundamentally changed when the assumption of control by the Führer greatly augmented the prestige, the strength, and the military power of the Reich. Thus, the latent tension in Central Europe came up for debate once more. The Reich has now made the earnest attempt to gradually make good the sins committed by the promoters of the Versailles Treaty. We don't blame the English and the French that they did not assist us in this task. We quite know that they don't attempt to understand these historic occurrences, or that they at least plead ignorance. But may we not in fully modesty ask, Dr. Goebbels continued, what in the world has that really to do with morals? It is no use to play pretend. England and France's games stand revealed. Their dirty little scheme of Versailles is torn to pieces. Their malicious attempt to maintain the tension in Central Europe is burst. Austria's Anschluss with the Reich, the solution of the Sudeten-German problem, and the establishment of the German protectorate over Bohemia and Moravia are historic events which we are realized to the great satisfaction of all concerned and without shedding a drop of blood. And now, why all this great ado of the Western democracies and this new campaign of lies? Concluding his article, Reich Minister Dr. Goebbels declares that we don't mind, of course, if the democracies make fools of themselves in the face of Europe as best they can. We only wish that the discussions by means of which they desire to come to terms with us shall be open and clear. If the French speak of civilization, we are inclined to think of those battalions of niggers which they send to the Rhine and the Ruhr district during the period of occupation. If in England they speak of violation of the law, it is strange to observe how the eyes of whole Europe are turned to Palestine, where at the present time a very impressive practical lesson is given on violation of the law. One is led to imagine how English bombs, carefully wrapped up in humanity, are dropped on defenseless Indian villages, and one is given to ruminate on the question what they may understand under the term of violated law in London. We, however, have the sincere wish to speak openly face to face, and if we shall speak the truth, we must confess in all plainness that the talking of morality and humanity, which in these days filled columns of English newspapers, simply makes us sick. Belgium today has given the right answer to the irresponsible Jews and democratic warmongers. Certain Belgian quarters had rumored that the Belgian government was contemplating measures to increase the strength of the Belgian army in peacetime. These rumors were categorically denied today by competent Belgian quarters, which emphasize that there exists no reason for such special measure. The Italian evening papers today unanimously criticized the campaign which has been launched by the great democracies against Germany. The papers point out that this new campaign of hatred is prompted by the desire of the democracies to bring about another crisis in Europe. London and Paris, so the Italian press declares, was to form a so-called Holy Alliance of the democracies against the totalitarian states. And to attain this end, they have called upon the entire capitalistic as well as the communist world for a united front against the policy of appeasement followed up by the Axis states. The semi-official Rome paper, Giornale d'Italia, makes a sharp attack against the new wave of lies started by certain French papers, which seem to believe that Italy can be brought back into the loving arms of France. It is a bad mistake, so the paper says, if the French papers believe that by these methods they will succeed to weaken the spirit of the Italian people or to deter the Italians from stating their national claims, which will be made in the near future and in a very concrete form. The paper emphasizes that Italy, in spirit and with the full force of her arms, stands firmly by the Axis. Italy will not allow herself to be dragged into a war just for programmatic reasons, but Italy is not afraid of a war. In Geneva, the Bolshevist Nicole, who has just returned from Soviet Russia, demanded that the Swiss Federal Council should insist on calling in a full session of the League of Nations in order to make effective those clauses of the League of Nations statute which foresee the protection of member states threatened in their independence by aggressors. In connection herewith, Nicole made the extraordinary statement that Germany had the intention of attacking Switzerland at an early date. The Geneva Council, to which this suggestion was submitted by Monsieur Nicole, declined the motion with all votes against those of the Social Democrats. The President of the State Council told Nicole that the salvation of Switzerland did not lie with communism or with the Soviet Union, but solely with Switzerland itself. The news of Field Marshal General Goering's return to Italy has made a very strong impression in the Netherlands, and it is generally believed that this fact is evidence for a certain easing up of the situation. The reaction of the Amsterdam Bourse was very significant. On the news of Goering's return to Italy, the rates increased considerably and were generally on a higher level than on Saturday last. The new Anglo-French anti-German press campaign is turned down in the Netherlands. The Dutch are quite aware of what lies behind these Jewish assertions, which are beginning to find their way into the official statements of the so-called great democracies. The Amsterdam paper, Nationale Dagblad, publishes an article from its Berlin correspondent who denies the absurd allegation that Germany wished to annex Holland. The paper emphasizes that only and alone the Jews were responsible for this campaign of lies and hatred against Germany. Dealing with the proclamation of the German protectorate over Bohemia and Moravia, the Dutch papers declare that the Czech government had not been strong enough to suppress within the Czech frontiers all those elements which lived by professional warmongering. The Czech government therefore had to ask Germany for assistance. It stands to reason, the paper continues, that Germany could not allow to have a permanent center of unrest across her own frontier. Neither could Germany be expected to look on in patience how time and again Germans were ill-treated in Czechoslovakia. The Czechoslovak state had to break up because it was not capable of adapting itself to the dynamic laws of European policy. Concluding the article, the Dutch paper Nationale Dagblad emphasizes that Germany was not interested in the least, in any territories belonging to Holland, Belgium, or other Western states. Germany did not want war and had no aggressive intentions against any other country. Also overseas, there are more and more indications that the incorporation of Bohemia and Moravia within the German Reich under full guarantee of the national independence of the Czechs is seen in the true light. For instance, in the Chilean paper Mercurio, the former Chilean foreign minister, Señor Rio Gallardo, declares that after the reunion of Austria with the Reich, the process of dissolution of the Czechoslovak state had only been a matter of time. 20 years ago,
So Signor Rio Gallardo says the Allies had hoped to destroy Germany by means of the Treaty of Versailles. As a result of this attempt, Germany today was bigger and stronger than ever before. The official Czech press bureau in Prague denies tonight a number of lies published in the Jewish and Democratic press abroad. The official press bureau states that after March 15th, in Prague and in other Czech towns, a number of communists and currency smugglers had been taken into protective custody. Most of these people had been released again in the meantime. These arrests were exclusively made by the Czech police. In regard to the alleged number of suicides, the Prague chief of police states that the statistics of suicides have shown no increase. The press bureau also denies that there is a concentration camp either in Bohemia or Moravia. Damascus, the capital of Syria, was occupied today by French troops who have taken possession of the most important buildings in the city. A decree was issued forbidding all public demonstrations. In connection herewith, it is recalled that Syria for some time has lived in a state of excitement and dissatisfaction because France has refused to ratify the Franco-Syrian Treaty of 1936, which restores to the Syrian Mandate territory its political independence. The reasons why the British proposals for the solution of the Palestine problem are rejected by the Palestine Arabs can be summarized in one sentence. These British proposals do not satisfy a single one of the national claims of the Arabs. Instead of limiting the Jewish immigration into Palestine, London proposes to increase the monthly quota from 1,000 to 1,250 persons. Instead of giving independence to Palestine, the Arabs are offered posts as ministers without portfolio under an English advisor with whom rests the final decision. In 5 years, hence, the declaration of the independence of Palestine is to depend on the consent of the Jews. This, of course, means that the Arabs will never succeed in obtaining their independence because the Jews will not give them their consent to it either now or 5 years hence. Finally, the leading Arab quarters in Beirut declare that England is offering nothing concrete in her proposals. England has only one aim, namely, to gain time in order to let the Arab revolution die down. Arab ministers are being tempted by offers of big salaries to accept posts which must ridicule them in the eyes of the Arab population. The Arabs in Palestine had seen through the British methods and refused to be frightened by England. The Belgian government decided today to give the national Spanish government de jure recognition. So far, dear friends and listeners, our second news bulletin in English. This is Germany calling.